Wouldn't it be lovely if you could tell that someone has a crush on you without you actually having to ask them? Well, the good news is that you actually can. It just takes some time and the ability to study the other person closely. Now, we can tell so much just from studying someone else's body language. Reading someone else's body language shows us how they are feeling. For example, if they are shy or if they are a confident person, if they dislike us or if they like us. So today I'm going to explain the 10 main body language signs that proves they have a crush on you. And if you spot another person displaying these signs towards you, well, it's a very good thing. So, what happens to us when we get a crush? When we get a crush on somebody, we often believe that we're not acting any different. In our minds, we think that we are just being ourselves, but in reality, we are very different. It could be that we find ourselves talking faster or using more hand gestures. This is because we are nervous around the person that we have a crush on. We want them to like us back, and that makes us act a little different. These changes are why we can tell if someone likes us by studying that body language. Now let's learn about the 10 main signs of body language which shows you that someone has a crush on you. They display open body language. Number one is all about this open body language. So we should probably start by learning what closed body language is. And that is when someone crosses their arms or legs or puts their head down and does not make eye contact. Basically, they don't want anything to do with you. They don't want to talk to anyone, and they don't want to look approachable. And open body language is when you look welcoming. When you uncross your arms and legs, you look someone straight in the eye and you smile back. This is open body language. It means you look nice and that you want to engage with another person. This open body language shows the other person that you are available to talk to, and it's a good sign. They maintain eye contact. When someone looks you in the eye and maintains eye contact, it's a sign that they like you. If you are speaking to someone and their eyes are darting around everywhere, it might be because they are nervous to be around you, or it could be they are feeling a little bit bored. What you need to be looking for is strong eye contact, straight into the eyes and glances as you are walking towards them. This is the type of eye contact that someone gives their crush when they have feelings for them. They mirror you. Mirroring is a type of behavior that is kind of like copying. We often mirror people's body language and pick up on common things they say when we have a crush on them. You might find yourself picking up your glass when your crush picks up theirs, or saying some catchphrases they say because you like it when they say it. Now, if your crush starts to mirror you, this is a sign that they have a crush on you. They are mirroring the parts of your behavior that they find most attractive, so make sure to do more of that type of behavior in front of them. They expose their necks and wrists. This is something that most females do to males when they like them. She does not mean to do these things and doesn't do them thinking this is going to attract him. It's just things that ladies did way back in time and we kind of subconsciously continue to do. So to grab the attention of a male crush, they will expose their necks and their wrists. They may wear a dress that goes down their neck so that their full neck is exposed. Their sleeves may also not be full length so that they are exposing their wrists. These are some old techniques, but they really do attract guys today. They give you genuine smiles. They say that a smile is the biggest compliment that you can receive. If someone likes you, then they will not be able to wipe the smile off their face. It is important to take a moment and ask yourself if this is a genuine smile or if they are smiling because they feel awkward. Your crush will also smile when you are not around if they really like you. You could simply send them a text message and this is going to make them smile. When we make someone else smile, it means we end up smiling too. It's an endless circle of smiling, an endless circle of good feelings. They lean forwards towards you. Whether you are sitting or standing with them, you notice them starting to lean in towards you. As they are speaking, they lean in and listen to everything you have to say. It might happen when you are having a drink or a snack at the table. They might even reach over and touch your arm or your leg. This is because they want to be close to you and start breaking that touch barrier between you both. It kind of shows that things are really starting to heat up. They act nervous and fidget around in their seat. You are out for dinner and you notice them kind of fidgeting around in their seat, fiddling with the wrapper on their drink and starting to look down quite a lot. Now, you might wonder whether they actually like you or not because of this weird behavior. The truth is, they probably do like you. They are just feeling nervous to be around you and are showing it physically through their body language. This would be a great time to reassure them that they don't need to be nervous at all around you. All you need to do is say something like, "I'm feeling nervous as well before the date, but now that we are together, I feel okay." This shows them that you were feeling nervous, that they don't have anything to worry about, and it tells them that you are comfortable with them so that they can be comfortable with you. They fix themselves up around you. As you walk towards each other, you notice that they fix themselves up and they start playing with their hair. Now they want to look their best when you look at them for that brief moment. So they make sure that they look their best by straightening themselves up and getting everything in order. Now we all do this subconsciously because we want to look perfect for the person that we have a crush on. Now have you ever noticed someone doing this as you walk towards them? They tilt their heads towards the side during the conversation. This is something that both humans and dogs do. They tilt their heads when they are listening to someone speak. It shows that they are finding the conversation interesting and they are willing to really listen to what the other person is saying. People often do it when they want the other person to know that they are extremely engaged in what they are saying. And this type of body language is something that we would normally notice ourselves doing and we would pick up on others doing it as well. They put their feet in the direction of you. When you are talking to someone, just take a moment to look down at their feet. Are they facing in your direction? Because if they are, it's a sign that they like you. We face our feet towards the people that we like, kind of like a bottle in the game Spin the Bottle. It's something that happens automatically and we don't even realize that we are doing it. It's a useful piece of body language though, because you can look at your crush and see what they are doing with their feet if you are not sure how they actually feel about you. And there you go, we've reached the end of the video. Let me know down in the comments below if you liked this video or if I missed something very important from today's list. I hope this video has helped you gain a deep understanding of female psychology. Until the next video, like and subscribe. And if you want your name rolling up on this board like these people's names here, then all you have to do is click the link in the description bar below. Take care, bye-bye.